It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
Joining me now is Pastor Daryl Katusha once again. Good afternoon to you, Pastor, and thank you very much. Welcome back. Looking forward to what you have to say today.
Hey, guys. How are you?
We're great, Mfundis. We're talking today about the virtue in the Beatitudes. What's that about?
That one there is a very deep eighth statement caption that is there in the Bible. And for me, if I had to just say it the way I understand it, it's all trying to deal with our attitudes to certain things in life. An attitude where that which is bad, he seems to use that same attitude, that same feeling, and put something positive to it. You see, when he said, "Blessed be the poor in spirit," how can you be blessed when you are poor? And what does it mean to be rich in spirit? You see, what he was speaking to was the feeling or the attitude that the Pharisees had. They believed that they were so rich in spiritual things. They were so rich that the cup was so full, they needed no addition. They were enough. Then he comes and says, "The poorer you are in spiritual things, the more blessed you are." In other words, the more blessable you are. So the Beatitudes are statements dealing with the inner man, trying to bring out spiritual aspects of us, which we take for granted, but which are aspects that block the presence of God in our life.
Okay. All right. Let's try and go through these as we have them here. Talk to us about now the one that says, "Blessed are the poor in spirit." Show us the virtue in that beatitude. Blessed are the poor in spirit.
Remember what we said yesterday? We said some virtues could be identified as temperance. Whenever you think you are better than others, you've unlocked pride. Proud people cannot be helped until they let go of pride. Pride is what we find in our churches today. Pride is what we find in our marriages today. Pride is what we find in our homes today. And proud people do not allow anything in because they are already full. So you cannot add into a cup that is already full, because when you come to God, that whatever's inside of you must be emptied so that he can refill it. But we find that those who believe they've arrived in terms of their spirituality are finding it hard to allow God to interpret life to them because they are enough. They are finding it hard for God to inspire them to do different things because they are finding themselves enough. So the idea of being poor in spirit does not mean that you should be struggling or you should look like you are suffering. No, the context of this is not in reference to material poverty. It's not in reference to suffering. But it's saying, "But woe unto you that are rich, for ye have received your consolation." This is also in line in the interpretation of poverty as a virtue. So those who are so rich and so content with themselves, they will find it easier to tell others who they feel are beneath them that they are struggling. This is the speck in the eye that they don't see, but they see the log in other people's eyes. So the virtue of those who are poor in spirit is that they are teachable. They are blessable.
So I always found this one, the next one, "Blessed are those who mourn," as a very sad one, that first and foremost you need to lose a loved one and then go through the process of grief and mourning, and then you're going to be blessed. Show us the virtue in that. "Blessed are those who mourn."
Just like this one, it's not referring to those who lose their loved ones.
Okay.
It's talking about those who are on the path of repentance from their sins, suggesting that those who cry out in sin shall receive a gathering, a people to comfort them in their desire to be forgiven. For example, you when you have lost a loved one, you can't cry for yourself. You cannot cry for you. You need people to come and gather and help you cry. And then we say, blessed are those that cry, for there will be those who will cry with them. You know, if you've never lost anyone, you don't understand what it feels like when people come and cry. So people get angry and say, how come you never came to the funeral? It's not about you coming to the funeral. It's the act of you coming to cry with me, which brings out brotherhood. There are people who are supposed to cry in the middle of sin. So when you cry in the middle of sin, blessed are you, because redemption is at the door. But if you do not cry, it means you are still in enjoyment with that sin. So this suggests that this beatitude and woe are referring to people who have not accepted Jesus as their Savior and who may be enjoying a lifestyle that is not compatible to God. And then they realize this cannot be it and start crying out. And then those who've been down the road come together and moan with them until someone is redeemed.
Okay. All right. All right. And then I think you already touched on this one. Blessed are the meek.
Yes. Now, I've always heard people say I'm humble.
Okay.
Once humility is worn on your shoulders,
it's you're no not longer humble. Indeed.
Once you want to tell yourself that you are humble, you most probably are not. Now, but meekness, let me tell you something. Meekness is the lowest level and the highest level of Christianity. Once you attain meekness, you are, I don't know what type of a person that you are. Moses was a meek person. Meek people are abused every single day, left, right, and center. But they will not put themselves first. You see, most Christians today interpret this as an exhortation to be humble, to be non-violent, as those who are aggressive. Meekness will not be unless someone has God in them. You see, that art of being meek, that gift of being meek, cannot happen if you do not know who God is. That meekness is not reactional. It's something that me and you have to learn to do and grow to become. And it's so hard because everyone in this life will cross your path at some point.
Yeah, my mind is running away with me now. I'm thinking, how many times have I heard people saying, I'm humble? And you touched on
Amen.
It.
Yeah. Man. No.
Yeah.
The moment, you know, when you say, I know we are, you know me, I'm a very nice person.
Yes.
It means you're not nice.
Yes.
you know me, I'm very quiet. You know, I don't do this. I'm very, most of those who say they are quiet are not quiet.
Yeah.
That's how we operate as human beings.
Indeed. If you have you're not.
One, we take things that are supposed to be seen by others.
Yeah.
People are supposed to say that, no, John is a very meek man.
Yes.
You yourself cannot see it.
That's right.
Because you yourself are just saying everyone deserves a second chance.
Yes, absolutely.
So the virtue in that,
yes,
is justice.
Absolutely.
Being able to decipher, to judge.
The next one is, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness.
Ah, man, you've never hungered and thirst for righteousness.
Okay.
You know, when you hunger and thirst for righteousness, you don't care whether the benches are padded.
Okay.
You've never been hungry. You've never been hungry. You've never been thirsty. Have you ever been hungry and thirsty? Have you ever been hungry and thirsty and gone to university and there's no one at home? There's no one to ask for tuck money.
Mm.
There's no one who's coming to rescue you and you've got a dollar.
Mm.
And you have to budget that dollar for a week.
Mm.
And you buy a loaf of bread. And you eat a piece every single day. And your job is to pass and just to attain your degree.
Mm.
You will eat that piece of bread and drink that water. I remember one time when I was in school, there was no water. And the water was brown. We had to use t-shirts to distill the water.
Mm.
The water had an aftertaste. No one was coming to rescue. Blessed are those who, when they are now in poverty and in the streets as street kids of sin, when they look for the bin that is unattractive, the bin that has got no shine, they will eat morsels left by others as long as they will live. When you go to church and you start worrying about how padded and how carpeted the church is for you to worship, you are into witchcraft.
Mm.
You are into sorcery. You are not yet hungry. Hungry people don't care what is on the plate as long as they eat.
Hey. Yo.
If you are in the desert and you are thirsty and you've never heard the word of God, and it comes to you and it makes you whole again, that's why Christianity is foolishness to those who are perishing. Because how do you make it through all the deaths in your family? It's not because you are good at reading the word.
Yeah.
It's because God gives us a peace that surpasses understanding.
That's right. All right.
How hungry are you for the word of God?
Yes. The next one, and this one is something I think we touched on yesterday. Blessed are the merciful.
These are the ones that give what they got.
That's right.
Give what you got. You were forgiven, forgive others.
That's the merciful.
You receive for free, give them.
Yeah.
They don't deserve it.
Okay.
Don't make them write exams about how good you are to them.
All right.
Forgive them because God, when he forgave you, kept it private.
Yes. Wow.
Why should they write exams?
Okay.
What should they owe you?
Mm.
You are giving that. Actually, David then says, is there anyone I can show the kindness of God?
Yeah.
Even your mercifulness does not even belong to you.
Yes.
It belongs to God. You are a conduit.
Okay.
You are a conduit pipe, a PVC pipe that is carrying the actual power cables.
Mm, mm.
But when we see you, we say, that is the power cable, the power line. No, the wires inside of you
All right.
are the Zesa or are the power electricity. They're the ones that transport electricity.
Mm.
You are just a conduit.
All right.
God has selected you as a vessel. You are the cup that must provide the water. But the cup can never take the glory of he who pours the water inside of you.
That's right.
So if you are merciful, don't say I'm a good person.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, just giving what God gave you for free.
Okay.
You're an NGO.
Yeah, an NGO. Okay. Now, I'm curious about this one. The pure at heart. Is there anyone who is pure at heart in this world, in this known world? Is there anyone who is pure at heart? Because this one says, blessed are the pure in heart.
What is it referring to? It's referring to how evil human beings are.
Okay.
There are some good people out there.
Okay.
There are some good people out there. People with big hearts.
Hmm.
People who don't care what you do to them, but as long as God, they are happy.
Okay.
People who allow you to get them fired at work just so that you can feed your family, and they will walk away and go home and say, thus says the Lord.
Wow.
There are some good people out there, man, who will visit you in hospital and you never give them credit.
Yeah.
But they're not doing it for you. They're doing it for thus says the Lord.
Yeah.
And sometimes God allows good people to sleep.
Oh.
Because their time is done.
Okay.
And good people sleep before their time, and evil people keep on going on, and the evil people think that they are better. No,
yeah.
Because they are not yet ready. So good people are allowed to get out of the equation so that the bad people can learn from the good people left.
Yeah.
Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the day of my
life. Yeah, man. Yay! Okay, the last one, the peacemakers. So blessed are the peacemakers. Oh, sorry, Mpunis, go ahead.
Oh, man, goodness. The peacemakers, their temperament is phlegmatic.
Okay.
They are Abraham's.
Okay.
When they are fighting, they will say, Lord, you choose my son.
Yeah.
But he had the right to choose. He was the uncle.
Yeah.
But you choose. but they have no problem in letting you go first. Okay. These people only see the best in all of you.
Mm.
They turn a cheek for a thus says the Lord.
Mm.
That's why it also says, blessed are the persecuted. There are people that you gossip about, people that you talk about, people that will never return your fire for fire.
Mm.
They can't.
Yeah.
They are persecuted. At 12 o'clock, Paul and Silas were singing a hymn.
Yeah.
They were persecuted not for themselves, but because the jailer, God's agenda was to move the pulpit from the street into the jailhouse for the jailer. So they had to be arrested for the jailer to be redeemed.
Yeah. Okay.
So some things that happen to good people
are
so that bad people can be redeemed.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right. All right. All right. Mfundisi, pray for us, please, before we part ways. Please pray for us.
Father in heaven, we thank you, Lord, for giving us this time to be able, Lord, to understand that as you call us, you call for a change of attitude. Take care of us. Be with us. In Jesus' Christ's name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Mfundisi, thank you very much. Looking forward to tomorrow. Have a wonderful day, Mfundisi.
Thank you. Pleasure.